Forever.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! This is a big one. Hello?
Is that Tom?
It is, yes. And this is, of course, this is a legend. This is a big one. I'd like
This is Graham Nash.
Graham Nash is on the show. I want to welcome Graham Nash to the show. How are you, sir?
Look, your show is nuts. What was that stuff before about being horny all day long? Listen, I'm in New York City right now, and I don't know if you've been here lately, but it's hot at the moment. And when it's hot, I get horny. I've got to be honest. Now, am I talking to Tom?
This is Tom, Mr. Nash. Can I call you Graham? I just want to...
You call me Graham. Now, is this your show?
It is, yes.
Okay, I was talking to Walter Isaacson. Do you know Walter?
I know the name. It's a music industry.
Okay, he was... Shut up for a second. He was telling me that you were fast talking about myself, CSN, CSNY. I don't know whether you're a fan, but Walter told me that I need to talk to you. A lot of people listen to this show. So that's what I'm doing. I don't normally do these kind of things. I would normally be in bed. So you tell me why I should be talking to you, Tom.
Well, we're taking calls from all sorts of people, and it's really... You're a living legend, sir.
Well, that's very kind. Look, I'm looking at you. You're not looking at me, I would imagine.
No, no.
Okay, from a musician's point of view, you don't need the muff that's on that microphone.
I don't need the windscreen.
No, that's an electro voice. I think they're called D-Twin. It doesn't matter. You can take that muff off.
Okay, I could take. It's not my mic, so I kind of can't take the muff off of it. But I'll tell the engineer. Yeah,
please just let him know because you look like a bit of an asshole with it.
I didn't. Okay, I'm
with
sorry.
With it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you want to ask me?
You know, Graham Nash. You've had such a huge storied career, both with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, of course, your solo work.
But
the stuff with the Hollies is kind of, in comparison, gets lost in the shuffle.
It does. And I'm kind of glad that you brought that up because the last time I was in Abbey Road, I was with these young guys. I'm guessing they were the producers or just helping out there. I didn't ask. Anyway. They said to me, this room, this is where it all happened, Graham? Right here. And I said, you're damn right, because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they were referring to the Beatles, but we as the Hollies were there just at the same time and had just as many hits.
Yes, you did have plenty of hits.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it wasn't just about the Beatles there. It was about everyone. We had a great time. You know, it's a great studio, has a great vibe. I had a great time there. We were a great band.
The Hollies were an amazing band. So many great songs. King Midas in Reverse.
That was my song.
That was your song, yes.
Actually, that got me half thrown out of the band. It was too psychedelic for the other guys.
They couldn't appreciate it.
They weren't into that, no. No, they weren't into that. No, but who cares? I came stateside and the rest is histoire, as they say.
Yes. Well, you did your thing. You left the Hollies and you then you came to the States.
Yeah.
And then you made your mark.
Listen, I don't want to be one of those guys, Tom, but I've got a new album out. I need to talk about it. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
It's an extension on Teach Your Children. There's a track on it that I hope you play. I don't know how your show runs. It's called I Know. And it's, like I say, it's an extension on teacher children. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in my 80s now. So so I would like to think I've learned a bit more than I did when I first wrote Teacher Children. Do you understand what I'm saying, Tom?
Mr. Nash, I do understand. You've experienced so much over such a long career.
Now, listen, I can sing the song a cappella or an acoustic. Listen, I feel like an asshole if I don't have an acoustic. Randy, is there an acoustic? Can you bring one for me? If not, I'll just sing it a cappella, Tom. It's up to you. It's your show.
It's your call, sir. You're the legend.
Okay, he's brought one.
Okay.
Okay. I know what I know. And what I know, you should know. I know that I know. And all I know is all you could know. That's a terrible guitar, Randy. You get the gist, right?
I do. That is a great song. And I can hear.
It's basically, shut up for a second. It's basically me saying to the young people, my children, your children, whatever, I know, and you should know what I goddamn know, because I know.
Yes. What a great song. I know. I can't wait to play that song for the audience and to play it for myself.
Exactly, Tom. You've got it to play it for yourself and to play for the goddamn audience. That's all I want. That's all I'm here for. Mm. That's all I'm here for. Understand?
I do understand, Mr. Nash.
Right. I suppose you want to know about Joni or Crosby.
I would always love a story about...
Of course, it always gets to this. Yeah. Okay. Now, listen. This is quite sad, but 8 days before David passed, he sent me an email and said, look, Nash, we haven't talked in 5 years, but I need to talk. I'm going to finally apologize. Finally.
Okay.
Okay, so we set up the call to happen 2 o'clock my time. As I said, I'm in New York. He's in LA, so it would be 11 o'clock a.m. his time. I waited. And I waited, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited, and the call never fucking came.
Oh, that's too sad.
No, it's me that's the asshole, Tom. It's me that's the asshole for waiting for that goddamn guy, and he never called.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Tom? He died 7 days later.
And you never were able to connect.
That's what Crosby does. That's what Crosby does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Tom?
What?
It was too fucking little, too fucking late. That's mm-hmm. what it was.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's that, sir?
He tore the heart out of CSN and CSNY and even CN. He shot his mouth off. Mm-hmm. Do you know, but the thing is, Tom, he was an incredible musician. I'll never take that from him.
Yes, David Crosby was an incredible musician.
People ask me, who's your favorite singer? I have to say, Crosby. I don't know anyone who could sing like he could.
No,
he's a beautiful guitar player.
And he had such
no one ever talks about that. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. He had such a beautiful voice. Even later in his career, he maintained this beautiful singing voice.
Man, he had a gift from God. He mm-hmm. sounded fantastic. He didn't sound any different when I first met the cat to 5 years before he died.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fantastic singer.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I also consider him my favorite jazz musician.
You consider...
The guy was jazz.
He did. He definitely had jazz inflections in his...
He had jazz in him, Tom. You didn't know the cat. I knew him. He had jazz in him. The cat had jazz from top.
Well, that's
a goddamn toe.
Well, I'm. He had jazz from top to toe. You knew him. I didn't, sir. I will. I appreciate.
That's true.
I'm sure it is. I think.
Now listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go in a second. But before, I'm an old man. I'm coming to the end of my life. But I'll tell you this, Tom.
Yes.
They'll take me kicking and screaming. And you know what? Singing in harmony when I go to the grave.
Okay.
Singing in goddamn harmony.
That sounds like the way to, if you're going to go out, that's the way to go out.
That's how I'm going to go out, Tom. Don't you think any different?
I don't. You told me that, and I'm hearing what you're saying. And
right, listen, I've got shit to do.
Okay,
you seem like a nice guy. I got stuff to do.
Well, I appreciate the call. This is legendary. Graham Nash, one of the all-time greats,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
What a treat.
Okay. It's been great. Tom. You're a great guy. You seem like a nice guy.
Everyone there
was very helpful. Let me just say that.
Thank you.
Very helpful indeed.
And I really look forward to hearing more of a song.
I know, Tom.
Yes.
I know you goddamn know.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. All the best and
the
peace
best.
And love to everyone.
Yes.
There. Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Wow, that was a thrill. Graham Nash. Can you believe that? That's a get. And I want to welcome to the studio a choice that I made was to, and this is the greatest choice I've ever made in my life, to have in the studio. Our friend Jake Fogelnest is here. How are you, Jake?
I'm great, Tom.
It's so great to see you.
Good to see you. You have this thing on lockdown.
Thank you.
The second 24-hour marathon.
Amazing. I appreciate it. So much fun. We're having so much fun. And an added treat. You see this shirt? You see the shirts I wear? The Black Sabbath. Has anybody worn that Black Sabbath shirt more than I have? The Paranoid shirt. The artist and the Best Show artist, house artist, Jeff T. Owens is in studio from Florida. Get up on that mic.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Look at that. It's amazing. Thank you. You came from Florida.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And it's so exciting here. Look, Jeff is one of my favorite people and my favorite artists. The work is unbelievable. Look at this. This is the Goodfellas thing. It's like the, hey, does it look like anybody we know? So... It is amazing to have you both here. What's happening?
I have a lot of Jeff T. Owens shirts in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hanging out with the dogs, which my daughter was probably really psyched about. She likes dogs.
She likes dogs. Yeah. Those dogs are amazing.
Amazing.
What a great thing.
It's beautiful. It's there's the atmosphere outside the studio, just so you know. AP Mike is getting great content.
Yeah.
He's getting great content. Mm-hmm. And everybody's happy. It's a celebration of Tom.
It really is a celebration. And I appreciate the support. And it's so nice to be surrounded by so many friends when we do this and we do it all together. It's a true blast. And and there's things we haven't even seen. There's guests we haven't met yet. There's things we haven't seen yet. There's so many things that are going to happen. What's that?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm being censored.
Okay.
It's Johnny Doily.
Johnny Doily.
Ow. Ooh. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Okay, I didn't know if we were actually having you on, but it's welcome to the
here.
To the show.
Hello.
Johnny Doily. Yeah.
I am a bit of a disruptor and a activist. I'm being censored by big tech, big pharma, and I wanted to come on the show. Thank you for having me. I think I'm a wad, and I'd like to be a top 10 wad.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to be a wad.
I want to be a wad. I think I've earned it.
Okay.
And Jake?
Yeah, I sort of get your whole deal immediately, and I think you
do get it because it's very awkward, right?
It's this sort of modern day intentional confrontational awkwardness that is being pushed upon me, and
that's it.
I understand.
I'm going on tour. Mm-hmm. I called my show the Devaccinated Tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I don't perform for vaccinated people.
Okay.
So I do a prayer, right? Not to God, but to people's bodies, right? Where I devaccinate people spiritually before I perform to them, right? And it's actually been proven to shave some of the spikes off the proteins.
Okay.
You know? So Mark Zuckerberg, please bleep that out, won't let anyone see my posts on Facebook and the new app Instagram, right? So I had to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Censorship.
Okay, so it's censorship.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how it's censorship, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, I guess they put...
Be my guest and take... Yeah.
They put a sort of like, I guess if you use the word vaccine, they flag it.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people who were putting out misinformation.
And I spelled it with three X's to make it sexy. Can you believe that? I don't know who you are.
That's Jeff. What's
up, man? Jeff T. Owens.
He's an artist. Jeff T. Owens is an artist.
I'm an artist too, man. A confrontational artist.
I see.
Okay. Right.
What do you do? Is it?
I've been picketing the picketers.
Okay.
I've been driving around and honking.
But I mean professionally. I do a podcast
called Essential Worker, mm-hmm. right? And I spread my word, right? I am a professional contrarian, right? Uh-huh. You say something.
Okay. I'm having a nice time today.
You feel like shit. And you don't. Sorry, I know I can't swear.
It's okay.
Censorship. That's not in your
best
interest.
I'm not censoring you. You say what you want to say. This is a zone for freedom and expression.
Yes.
Yeah. No one's against you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But also, no one's necessarily for you.
For you. Yes.
Right. I've got podcast episodes coming back. I've been Zooming with Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
I've been. Yeah,
that's sort of because right now she's in a sort of a situation coming back. There's a strike. There's two strikes going on.
Yeah.
And you're doing a podcast.
Well, I've got solidarity with her.
And you're protesting the protesters.
I'm driving by the picketers.
So you picket the picketers. That's what you said.
The picketers.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
Because I'm with the studios. Because it's individual liberty. That's what I'm talking about. Anyone who gets together and tries to make a collective and beg for money, they're beggars, right? And we've got to be individuals with strong bodies, right? That fight the vaccine with our own, that fight the COVID, right? Mm-hmm. With our own white blood cells, right?
There's a lot going on right there. Let me ask I'll just ask you a question. When you put out a podcast,
right,
or I'm assuming you put out videos, what platforms do you put these out on?
All the big ones.
Apple,
Spotify,
YouTube.
Yes.
Would you say that perhaps maybe you are beholden to the revenue streams from those platforms, these big tech?
That's a great point. There's a lot of it's a high level corporate compromise, right? I would say you're making.
Yeah, and I don't play by their rules, right? Just like you, Tom.
Whose rules?
The rules of the people that make the sites that dictate the rules that I need to go by to do my thing and be free, right? Sure. I'm trying to bring back the idol, right?
I'm trying to bring back the idol
where I'm Tedros.
Okay, I'm actually with you on that. I enjoyed the idol.
I enjoyed the idol.
I don't have
Lily Rose Depp. You know what I have?
Okay.
What do you got?
Lucy Busey.
Is that Gary?
Lucy Busey's
Gary Busey's,
Gary Busey's niece. That's right.
All
right.
So you're looking to bring back the idol where you will play Tedros?
All filmed at my place.
Just like on the series.
Just like on the series.
Do you have a similar home to the weekend?
It's a small apartment, right?
Okay.
But we got the green screen in there.
Okay.
Right? So we got the green screen, so you can do anything. It's crazy.
Yeah, I understand.
And then
that.
The digital technology.
Sure.
That goes along with that.
Yeah.
I'm shooting it on the phone. Lucy Busey's in the zone, right? Okay. And it's just wonderful. It's a really great opportunity for me. And so I'm making content, but they're trying to shut me down.
Well, the Idol on HBO, that was from the sick and twisted minds of Sam Levinson.
Sam Levinson and the Weeknd. Abel Tesfaye.
Yeah.
Abel Tesfaye, yeah.
So that is sort of their intellectual property.
IP, exactly.
That's their IP. But you're going to do the Idol.
Yeah, what claim do you have to this?
What claim do I have?
Yeah.
Well, I want to do it. They're not doing it. Right?
Okay, well, that's not enough of... That doesn't give you the right to do it. They do own...
Yeah.
They own it, right?
Yeah.
But it's underground. It's punk rock. You guys know what that's like? You know what punk rock underground stuff is
sure,
like?
Sure, no,
right?
I'm fully aware.
Yeah. So you do it in your house, you put it out, and I put it out anywhere. If it has to be a puppet show, I'm going to do it. Because I want to see what happens in season two. No one's doing it, mm-hmm. except for me. Right,
and this will land on. I'm assuming.
Hopefully, it will land with an audience.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing when you say puppet show,
puppet
is this like a Bob Baker marionette kind of thing?
When I say puppet show, I'm not talking about the Biden administration. All right,
I didn't think you were.
I'm talking about marionettes, Bob Baker. Mm-hmm. Right, if I have to, you know, work with them, I will. They're great. I love mm-hmm. Bob Baker.
Okay,
right,
sure.
Any kind of marionette company, get at me. That's why I'm here.
Okay. So if I'm getting this straight, you want to do season two of The Idol in your apartment with marionettes.
Not want to do. I'm doing.
And with Gary Busey's niece.
Self-directing, mm-hmm. self-writing.
And you'll be playing the role of Tedros. You'll be
Tedros. I'm Tedros. Mm-hmm. I've got the cult, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone loves me. Uh-huh. And I'm a coolest. And it's very sexy. And I have sex with the girls. It's great, you know, very problematic, but right on the edge.
Problematic is is an interesting word. And it gets thrown around a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. I throw it around.
Yeah. What do you consider problematic?
What they're doing to me, right?
Who?
Whoever didn't let me call my show, Jake, Devaccinated Tour. Right?
Okay.
Because I got little things that say you can't monetize.
That was my
on
next
YouTube, your Instagram. You've been demonetized on YouTube?
On YouTube, Instagram. Uh-huh. Because like a lot of these guys, you know, I'm just saying the truth. I'm trying to speak truth to power. And they don't want to hear that stuff. They just want little pictures of apparently really young girls in bikinis that they constantly show me. That's mm-hmm. what's cool. And I'm not cool because I want to devaccinate people. You know, I want to start a movement of devaccination.
I'm starting to feel like you're a little bit...
Killing it?
Sure, I guess you could put it that way, but you're a little bit... It's scattered.
Scattered. That's how I work, right? I'm ADHD diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so don't be prejudiced against that.
And do you take a medication for ADHD?
Yeah, it's called 3 Vyvanse a day.
Okay.
Right?
And so you were diagnosed this, or did you self-diagnose?
I self-diagnosed. Mm-hmm. I tried Adderall, made me jittery, right?
Yeah.
And then I tried Ritalin, it made me into zombie, right? These are drugs that Big Pharma shoves down the gullets of our children, right? So then I took Vyvanse and it was great. Mm-hmm. And it keeps me up, but I can still sleep.
So it's a matter of, it's not even, so what you're basically saying is, if a drug does not align with your body chemistry, then Big Pharma is shoving it down your throat. But when one works for you.
That's right.
Then you're for Big Pharma.
Then you're for Big Pharma.
That's right. And Big Agro, right? Right? Because I went gluten-free, so I could be proud of my poo-poo.
Okay, well, that's important.
And they're thick and rich and big now. But
I think
I was gluten-free, see?
I don't.
I was eating that stuff and it liquefied it.
I don't want to censor you, but I just, I
I'd rather not talk about this. Just out of a sense of
decorum.
I'd just rather not talk about it.
It's not your preference, right?
It's not my preference.
So I won't do it because I'm on your show. Mm-hmm. I'm the only guest who's ever had to pay you $40, right, to get on the show.
You didn't pay me anything.
I would like to pay you.
I believe you just joined the Patreon.
First of all, you were not invited on the show.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to pay you to
be on
the show.
How did you even find out about this?
I saw the dogs, and I wanted to adopt a dog, and so I just followed my nose. And now, you know, wherever there's a camera, it's like I'm there. You know, I'm trying to...
Do you... The apartment where you're filming... The Idols.
My
season
apartment.
Two. Yeah. Is that you live in the area or you?
Do I live in the area? Yeah, North Hollywood.
Okay. So you are in the neighborhood.
You are in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a neighbor. Okay. Yeah. Hi, neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, meeting your neighbors, it's a political act, right?
To meet your neighbors.
Meet your neighbors. You go and meet your neighbor. That's a political act.
What isn't a political act to you?
Sitting on your bum. At home, doing nothing, playing Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. That's for lazy people. Something I don't do often, right?
Okay. But you're more about action.
I'm more about action, right? And that's why I'm driving by these protesters, beeping my horn, but not in solidarity. In
protest?
Animosity.
It seems like...
That's right.
And how would you like this strike to end?
In a physical duel between David Zaslav and Fran Drescher, right?
So you want David Zaslav.
Okay. Right. John Wick 4.
David Zaslav and Fran Drescher to do a John Wick 4 style.
John Wick 4. They take the pace is 30 paces. Then for some reason it's 10. Then it's keep shooting to draw out a long duel.
Yeah.
Right? Fran Drescher with her funny voice. David Zaslav.
We've just met.
The guns are loaded by Bill Maher.
I
don't like that.
I have just met you.
That's because your mind isn't open.
No, okay. I already feel like I have a very complicated relationship with you as a personality.
Right.
And I feel like there's parts of you where I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm on board. And then you take these hard swings where I can't get behind that.
Thank you for speaking to that.
No problem.
That's my controversy. It's not for everyone, is it? Can I have this coffee? You mind if I bring some of this home?
Yes, I actually do. It's not mine to give away.
I was just kidding about that.
Okay.
Don't need to buy it. Don't need to have coffee. Your coffee.
Now, can I? This is not to pry.
Right.
Johnny Doily.
Right.
What is your background in terms of like, what was your childhood like? What are your parents like? Are you like in terms of the social economic strata, where did you, what was your background?
I didn't have parents, right? So
you didn't have parents?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Wexford, Pennsylvania, and I
Wexford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, PA, north of Pittsburgh. And okay. So it was a hard scrabble youth, right? Mm-hmm. I had to work. I was a child labor guy. So it's just like I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. And socioeconomically, I'm still the same place. I haven't really moved forward. But what's valuable to me isn't necessarily money. Sure. But thank you for asking about my financial status. Sure. Were you trying to fish to see if I was Nepo, baby?
I was just curious. Right. I just didn't know. The thing that... That answer begged more questions.
Right.
What's going on there? You're doing a prayer?
Just a little. No, I don't believe in God. Atheist.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. Okay.
That tracks.
God's for kids. Right?
Sure. Like it's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
These things are fairy tales.
It's a fairy tale. Just like Superman. Daredevil.
Part I'm struggling with is, and this might sound... Okay, again, you're praying, some sort. The thing I'm struggling with or very curious about is, if I'm piecing together what he's saying, are you British?
Yeah.
That's the part
That's the thing, because that's where it comes in that in life, we walk through we go through life, right? And we take things that work for us, right? And it's like, if I'm just weird guy from, you know, PA, people are like, oh, who's that? But if I'm British, it's like, that's an interesting guy.
So, right, I want to meet not British.
I want to meet that. Well, am I or am I not? Because you take things, like you've taken things. You've been like, I like this t-shirt. I'm going to wear this because this helps me. Mm-hmm. You've been like, I want this type thing. That helps me. And what I've done is just, you talk a certain way, you know, you're
right.
From New York. And so you talk a certain way. So what helps me to be sexy and get people attracted to me is being a foreigner in right.
It's an odd form of cultural appropriation.
It's an attention grabber.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an attention grabber.
So it's ultimately about the attention.
Well, the attention economy is what I'm gaming, you see.
Sure.
And since I don't have, you know, the ability to be sexy in a bikini, I've got to use my ideas.
Jeff, are you're getting all this, right?
I'm trying to absorb
any questions,
it,
Jeff?
I'll refrain from questions right now.
Please, man.
Just taking it in.
I like your vibe.
Thank you.
Because he's not accepting. Asking you questions.
He's not challenging me, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
You prefer that.
Yeah, he's kind of mellow. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your art or whatever. Maybe see it. What is it? What's your art?
Visual stuff, graphics.
That's cool, man.
T-shirts.
I'll check it out, and if I like it, I'll put it out there because I like to help artists.
Right on.
Because I'm one.
So when you say you'll put it out there to help artists, like, would you take maybe some art that Jeff has made and then put it on your own social media platforms? And
I could.
That's something you would.
Nobody will see it because I'm banned. You know, I'm very censored, but it'll help a little bit. You know,
the spirit.
Spiritually.
There's demonetized and then there's also deplatformed. Like if I wanted to find you on, I'm assuming you're on X or Twitter, whatever it's called now.
I love X.
Yeah.
Elon, big shout out.
Mm-hmm. So you're an Elon Musk fan.
I'm an Elon Musk fan. I like what he did in Ukraine.
Messing with
the Starlink.
Sure.
So they couldn't bomb the ship. Right. We started a nuclear war. Right, Elon, good job, man. I like how you dress like a priest. It's cool. He dresses like a reverse priest.
I see what you're saying. I see it. Yeah, there's always that one cool photo. Dude. What's that one photo of him that always seems like he's like dressed like a superhero on the red carpet? What is that?
Right. I think he's a super villain, kind of like the aesthetic.
Sure.
But he's saving the world practically with his Teslas. Yeah.
Now, where are you at on all the Marvel DC movies? Is that something?
The best.
The best?
Right?
Really?
Okay.
Whatever the most popular thing is, right? That's what's hypnotizing the masses, right? And so they can stay poor, right? And we who understand things can climb on their backs, use the fruits of their labor, right? To rise up. Hasn't worked for me yet, but I like the hypnotizing factor. And the first 10 minutes of Aquaman 1 with Jason Momoa is one of the weirdest little short films I've ever seen in my life.
Sure. So to you, that's experimental cinema.
Yeah. I love what they're doing with The Flash, too.
Yeah.
That's
just great.
Ezra Miller is in The Flash, right?
That's right. Cool dude. He's in Vampire Weekend, right?
No.
He's not.
Ezra
Koenig.
I'm bummed I miss it. A good, good band.
So wait, so you said you were just walking by and you saw the dogs and you came in. But
I saw the dogs and I'm attracted to dogs.
Right. But then you just inferred that you heard Vampire Weekend were guests on the show.
Right.
So
well,
I'm just trying to. Tom is an old friend of mine. I'm just sort of trying to. Be protective a little bit here.
Right.
Like you have a four horsemen that sort of take care of situations like this.
Balance. Yeah.
Right. I met the four horsemen.
You did. Yeah. They're out and about.
And they let you.
I'm a big fan of Egg Foo Wat.
You like Egg
Shout
Foo
out
Wat?
To Mike.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I love Egg Foo Wat. That's my thing.
That's your thing. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm getting a clearer picture of things. We do have to move on. I just want to ask you, Johnny Doily.
That's right.
Are you doing any public appearances with any of this?
That's right. It's the red, white, and blue pilled tour. Red, white, and blue pilled because I've taken the pills that make me American, right? Red, white, and blue.
You're taking pills to make you American?
Don't confuse me.
But you have a British accent.
Don't get it wrong.
And you're from Pennsylvania. Yeah.
I'm going on tour, right? First show, Toronto. That's 10-4. Good buddy. October 4th, right? Then Philly, Pittsburgh. Check out the website, johndaly.computer. Or check out my social, my limited socials. I'm doing New York, Toronto, Chicago, Philly, Pittsburgh, L.A., and then maybe Boston.
Okay.
So look. And keep your eyes open. Bostonites.
These are lectures that you're doing.
Or? I do lectures, right, where I devaccinate the crowd and then I indoctrinate them into my way of thinking.
This might be the worst thing I've ever said, but I think you're starting to make sense to me now.
Yeah.
And when
you start making sense,
talking heads. It's time for our heads to start talking. When you're in Boston, it might be time for a tea party, the tea being truth.
That's right. I'm going to spill the tea.
I'm really starting to...
It's going
to
be a tea.
I'm on board. Yeah. This might be... I'm sitting here in a Brett Easton Ellis podcast t-shirt, and I think I'm on board with this guy.
Get on board.
I think so, too.
Because it's a choo-choo train that is going towards Truth Station, and it's going to be...
I like Truth.
Choo-chooing all the way there.
Sure.
It's a fun ride, right?
It's certainly a fun ride for me.
Great.
Johnny Doily, I want to thank you for coming by, and people can check you out. You got tour dates and
cool.
Where do people get them again?
I'll make a checkout for cash.
Sure.
$40.
It's okay. I don't want your money.
Okay.
Johnny Doily.
That's cool with me too.
Where do people get the dates again?
Come check out my tour, John Daly Graham on Instagram. And then johndaly.computer is my website. All the ticket links there.
Great.
That's right.
That's amazing. And Jake Fogelness, of course, I want to thank you for swinging by and, helping me with talk to Johnny. Sure. And Jeff Owens, of course, the amazing artist. Where do people get your stuff, Jeff?
I'm on Instagram at MyMetalHand, and I have a little shop called Tasteful Shreds.
I love all of it. And everybody check it out. Jeff does it. And does it. One of my favorite artists.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.